This morning, the Anchorage police announced that the suspect in yesterday's officer shooting had committed suicide. In a press conference called at City Hall, the police released details of the investigation that brought the case to such a rapid conclusion. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
It was approximately 3:15 in the morning when Officer Jean Mills was shot twice when she stopped a car for an illegal right turn in Northeast Anchorage. At about 11:45 that night, the prime suspect in the case was surrounded by police outside a Spenard apartment building. Immediately after police told him to stop, Kenneth Alonzo Santori Robinson pulled out a handgun and shot himself in the head. He died at the scene.
I have no doubt that Robinson is the shooter of Officer Mills.
Police Chief Mark Mew based that conclusion upon an investigation that began offering clues and leads almost as soon as officers found the shooter's abandoned rental car behind Whaley Elementary School.
With the vehicle, you know, we could look at the plate. From the plate, we can find the owner. From the owner, we can find the people who are driving the vehicle. We can find those people. We did, and started interviewing them. Those interviews, of course, lead to other participants, witnesses, people who have knowledge of the activities and whereabouts of the person driving the vehicle. All those interviews pointed to one person, that being Kenneth Robinson.
The interviews placed Robinson in the vehicle just before and after Officer Mills was shot. They also indicated he was alone in the car at the time of the shooting. Mews says other evidence supported the information gathered from the interviews.
Those lead either directly or indirectly back to Mr. Robinson as well. So that corroborates the witness's statements. And during the day, we built what we thought was a very strong case.
The police chief said by mid-afternoon, officers were not only gathering more evidence, they'd started tracking down Robinson. Robinson was rapidly moving from place to place, the police following tips and arriving at locations just after the suspect had left. At the same time, they were learning about Robinson's state of mind, both when he encountered Officer Mills and last night when he was confronted by the police outside the Spenard apartment house. Over the past few days, an agitated Robinson had repeatedly said to people he wasn't going back to jail.
We believe he's connected with some armed robberies, or at least one, in the last week. We know he was involved in a domestic violence event over the weekend. He brandished a handgun, punched out, or kicked out some walls. We suspect that he suspected that their warrant was coming out for his arrest, and that might explain his comments that he wasn't going back to jail, and might explain his behavior when stopped by Officer Mills.
Court records show several charges against Robinson over the years, some involving driving incidents, others robbery, assault, and firearms. The investigation and its conclusion took less than 24 hours. But while Chief Mew takes pride in the police work, there is also a regret.
It's a relief to have this case over. It's a relief to get it over fast. It's good to be able to tell the community the department's motivated and we can get going and wrap these things up quickly. It puts people back at ease. This isn't the way we like cases to resolve themselves, though. I would prefer it if he had allowed us to arrest him last night, and we would have gotten his side of the story, and we'd achieve justice in a different way.
Some tasks still remain. Mew says there's the autopsy and ballistic reports, along with the closing of the Sugar Shack robbery case and Robinson's domestic violence warrant. Plus, there's the decision concerning the legal fate of whoever came and took Robinson away from the abandoned car after the shooting. And of course, the predicted lengthy recovery of Officer Jean Mills. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.